So I am 27, and I feel like this time in many late 20s people's life is really just wondering, like, who am I? What do I want to be? What do I want to do? And what are the things that make me happy? What am I passionate about? And I saw this tweet that was like, a lot of people go through life as if it's a linear video game, when in reality, life is an open world video game, meaning that you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. You don't have to just follow this path of go to school, get the job, get the promotion, get another job, like the job you have, yada, yada, yada. Because the work that I'm in is not necessarily the work that I want to do long term. Like, the specific field that I'm in is not what I necessarily want to do. And I, you know, I'll see other job opportunities. I'll even talk to recruiters for jobs that have the same title as mine, but just like at a different company. And I hear it and I'm like, oh, that sounds boring. And I'm like, I don't actually want to do this, right? Like, this isn't, I don't want to progress on to that next thing. I like my job specifically. I won't get into details, but like, I like what I do in the company that I work at specifically, but I don't think I would like what I do at another company, if I'm gonna be completely honest. So that all goes to say, I am on this journey of decentering my 9-to-5. And I know we love to throw around decentering. I literally just did an episode about decentering men, right? But I am on this journey of decentering my 9-to-5 and focusing on outside creative pursuits. And that feels really, really good. So one of them being this podcast, and then another one being another podcast where I'm going to do it with two of my friends here in LA. And then I am working on a third creative pursuit that I will share when the time is right, because I kind of want to like keep it close to my chest, because I'm very like protective of what it is that I'm working on. And it came to me in a dream. It literally came to me in a dream, and I just started working on it right away when I woke up from that dream. And so I'm really focusing on these things that make me happy, and I'm having so much fun working on things outside of my 9-to-5. And also with that decentering my 9-to-5, really trying to take away my 9-to-5 from my identity, because I definitely have found a lot of pride and a lot of ego boost in being able to say where I work and what I do at a high level, because it does sound cool. And but ultimately, it's not what I want to do. It's not necessarily the work that I want to do, right? And so, yeah, so it's been a really nice focusing on things outside of my 9-to-5 and really, really seeing my job as just that. It's just a job, right? It's not my entire life. And finally feeling like I have a life that is so much bigger outside of my job. And also because it's the holidays, I've been off of work for a while. So I just feel like I've been so distant from what I do this past week, 2 weeks, because I was sick. I was sick, and then it was Thanksgiving break. And so I feel like I've been so distant from what I do in my 9-to-5 right now. So it just feels really nice to separate myself from it. So decentering your 9-to-5. So what does that mean exactly? So I think at a high level, it's really about disconnecting your identity from like your day-to-day work, right? Especially if you find that you lean on it for ego boost or whatever it may be. It also means really seeing your job as just that, just a job. Clocking out when appropriate, not, you know, spending every waking moment thinking about your job, not, you know, working weekends, not working very, very late at night. Because there was definitely a time in my life where I was so ingrained in what I did and I was so obsessed with what I did, where I feel like I was just always online, I was always reachable. And I used to literally have dreams about my job a lot. I used to dream about work all the time, and it was giving me such bad anxiety. I would like wake up in the middle of the night thinking about projects, thinking about things. And now I'm just like, okay, I'm going to go in. I'm going to get my work done. I'm going to, you know, still be a team player, still be involved. Like, I'm not saying, you know, be antisocial or anything. But now I'm really excited and happy to have these outside creative pursuits to work on. And what you work on outside of your 9-to-5 doesn't even have to be something like a podcast or, you know, whatever it may be. It could be a hobby that isn't about monetization, right? Like, I'm not saying this is about monetization, but like, obviously that would be nice one day, but you can also focus on, like, are you playing any sports? Are you in any rec leagues? Are you in a book club? Are you taking any classes at the community college? Are you taking any art classes just, like, on your own, like ceramics? And so I just think it's really important to have goals outside of your professional life that will still help grow you as a person, whether it's physically, you know, having an exercise routine, or creatively. You know, creativity is a muscle. So how can you exercise that creative muscle, whether it's with your personal relationships, right? What are some goals that you might have for your friendships or romantic relationships? Whether it's, you know, things that will help push a better living environment for yourself, being, you know, learning how to cook, whatever it may be. So really just getting outside of, you have to follow a certain path to live a certain life, and that you signed up for a path when you were 18, when you were in college, and now you have to continue on that path for the rest of your life. You don't have to do that. Life is linear, but the things that you do within this life and this world are not, and you do not have to stick to a particular path. And now let's talk about mental health too with this conversation about decentering 9-to-5. I think it is so scary how people will literally die about their job, like, because of the stress of their jobs, or, you know, I don't know what to say, killing themselves because of being stressed out from their jobs. That to me is just so terrifying. And I need everybody to know that there is a better path and there is a better life that you can live. You do not have to stick to the plan. And I think the people who have the best lives when they look back are the people who are unafraid to take those risks, right? I know people who are in situations where they're really unhappy and yet they refuse to do something out of the ordinary because they think about how it'll look, to basically kind of admit that they are unhappy with their lives and to do something out of the ordinary, right? To get to a place of happiness. And it's like, I really don't want to live like that. If I am at that point, I hope I would have the courage to do something bold with my life. So yeah, so that's kind of this will be kind of a short and sweet episode, but that's really my journey with decentering my 9-to-5. And it's very new. This literally is like October onward. And it has just been so nice to just think about other things and like have like sessions where I'm like putting together plans and ideas for some of these outside projects and thinking about things that don't have to do with work in a way that is still like logistical and like organized. And I just love it. It's been really fun. So we're going to, I'm not going to ramble and just keep you guys here. So I am going to end the episode here, but thank you so much for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. I'm Jessica Johnson. See you next time. In Jess We Trust.